coming up on episode number 831. It's the first episode of 2012, and we're doing an all-request show. So you're going to hear covers of Paul Simon, Roxy Music, and Tony Orlando and Don. All this and more, trivia too, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, January 3rd, 2012. My name is Brian Ibbin. Welcome to another all-request edition of Coverville. Boy, coming off of that countdown show, you know, where we went through the top 40 songs as nominated and voted on by you, the listener. Now we keep going with Democracy in Action here, with songs that you've requested, songs that you've sent emails about or called in about or tweeted about, Facebooked about, whatever. That said, we're going to begin this episode and this year the way that I've begun the last several years on Coverville, with a cover of the Zombies classic, This Will Be Our Year. Of course, this is a tribute to all of you, the listeners, and the support. And I like to think that we're all in this together, that me and you do the show together. So let's start things off with a cover by Pablo. This comes from a 2006 CD called Half the Time. It's a cover of the Zombies, This Will Be Our Year.
If I don't see a ribbon, see. I turn, she winks, and she smiles gently, while the bull runs straight into me.
Going out to Coverville citizen Allison in Philadelphia. That is Voltaire with their cover of Blue-Eyed Matador. That one comes from Evita, so you could call it a Broadway cover right there. I think Madonna also covered that in her adaptation, the film adaptation of Evita. Really, really cool song. And you know, I love songs that tell a story. I'm a big, big fan of songs that tell a story, so I'm really, really excited to play that one. Going out to Allison, that is Voltaire from the album Ookie Spooky. Before that, you've got Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. This one by Eric D. Johnson from The Shins, also solo projects. Eric D. Johnson, really, really talented musician. Fruit Bats, I think he was a member of, or founder, I think, of Fruit Bats, and an instructor at the Old Town School of Folk Music as well. So you've got a long list of items on Eric D. Johnson's resume. Now, that comes from the soundtrack to Our Idiot Brother, a movie that came out last year, 2011, starring Paul Rudd, and a request that didn't get emailed in, didn't get called in. No, it came from the recliner upstairs as Tina and I watched the film. Tina said, "Oh my God, that's such a great version. You need to play that on Coverville." So going out to Tina in the recliner, well, who was in the recliner when we were watching it, that is Eric D. Johnson and a cover of Tony Orlando and Don's Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. And we start off the set with Pablo. I guess, you know, it's kind of a taking care of business here with me doing a request for Tina and me doing a request for myself. Pablo and their cover of The Zombies, This Will Be Our Year, from the 2006 album Half the Time. A great way to start the year. I think a great way to start every year with a very uplifting tune like This Will Be Our Year. Something else that we're going to start off the year with is an Audio Engine sponsorship. And I love it when they come out with new stuff for me to talk about because it mixes things up a little bit. But not only that, they always come out with some really, really, really cool new products, innovative products. Just to kind of give you the background, Audio Engine's innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed to fit all of your audio. Check out their award-winning sound, their high-quality materials, and their truly useful features. Brand new this year is the Audio Engine D1. They're going to be showing this off at CES this year. It is a DAC, a digital audio converter. Incredible stuff. This will actually take audio from your computer via the USB and give you much higher quality audio than you'd get from sticking a plug into the earphone jack and pumping out your speaker sound from that. You've got separate volume control as well as double headphone ports. You can either use the big headphones, the quarter-inch jack or the eighth-inch jack, and even use RCA outputs for that if you want. Really, really cool. It connects up to your computer via USB, and it's going to make all of your computer music sound much, much better, guaranteed. 24-bit digital-to-analog converter. Works with both Mac and PC. Plug and play. No drivers to install. And ooh, it's even got optical audio out. That's cool. I just noticed that. So you can either use USB input or optical if your computer supports that as well. What's also really cool about Audio Engine USA? Well, of course, you can get a discount by using the coupon code COVERTEN. That's COVERTEN. That'll get you 10% off of the brand new Audio Engine D1 or any of their fine products. Keep in mind that just like all their other products, all cables are included. Of course, you get free shipping, no tax, and some high-quality audio products. That's AudioEngineUSA.com. So this is interesting. Some a lot of connections here. Blue-Eyed Matador was heard by Allison on her 80s Pandora radio station, I believe, and she had to go looking it up to find out who did that. She heard something from the not usual source, not a usual radio source, and I think people are discovering music through all sorts of different ways. For example, the Tony Orlando and Don cover that I played earlier in the show, hearing that in a movie and then going and searching it out. Well, we're going to continue that trend with the next track, You're the One That I Want. This is covered by a group called The Lennings from an album from 2010 called CD Sampler. Don't know why it's called CD Sampler, if it came from the label like that, or if the Lennings just put out an album called CD Sampler. In any case, it's really cool. You're the One That I Want, of course, originally from Grease, sung by John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John in the movie adaptation, or the movie version of that. And this was heard on an episode of Parenthood by a couple people who emailed in to say, hey, any idea who does this amazing version? Jerry McMullen emailed in to ask me about that, as well as listener named, I want to make sure I got both people attributed, Martha Southgate, who also recommended it. So let's play it for you. Here's the Lennings and their cover of You're the One That I Want.
I got chills and multiplying, and I'm losing control. Cause of power, your supply is electrifying. You better shape up, cause you need a man. My heart is set on you. You better shape up. To my heart, I must be true. Nothing left for me to do. If you're filled with affection, you're too shy. You are
just one step at a time, and closer to destiny. I knew at a glance there would always be a chance for me. With someone I could live for, nowhere I would rather be. Is your love strong enough? Like a rock in the sea. Am I asking too much? Is your love strong enough? Just one beat of your heart, and stranger than fantasy.
That is so cool. Is Your Love Strong Enough? A cover of the song originally by Brian Ferry, covered there by How to Destroy Angels. Now, that one comes from the brand new soundtrack to Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. And all the score music for that film was done by Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails. That song right there, like I said, covered by How to Destroy Angels, which is a band featuring Trent Reznor, his wife, Mary Queen Mandig, and Atticus Ross. Really, really cool. cover there of How to Destroy, I'm sorry, of Is Your Love Strong Enough by How to Destroy Angels, again, from the soundtrack to Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Again, you know, somebody heard that in the movie and emailed in and said, hey, gotta check this out. Before that, you heard a cover of Where Is My Mind, an instrumental remix. Now this is a really cool one, and it's going to be a licensing nightmare as I put all this stuff into my annual reports that I do. But this is a cover of the Pixies song that was done for the Kinect, a Kinect commercial. And it combines MaxSense Siren's version on piano, the Vitamin String Quartet version on strings, and the Rockabye Baby version for the xylophone. Really, really cool mashup cover of Where Is My Mind, originally by the Pixies, like I said, recorded for a Kinect commercial. And we start off the set with You're the One That I Want by the Lennings, from a CD sampler from 2010, of course, a cover of the song performed by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John in Grease. Really quickly, want to say, though, that cover of Is Your Love Strong Enough, requested by Rob, and make sure I get all of these in here, the cover of Where Is My Mind, requested by David Brown. So thank you, Rob and David, for your suggestions there. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go right into the last set of music here, because I didn't have the second sponsor lined up. So we're going to go right into it. How about a cover by Anna Maria Blixt? This one comes from an album from 2010. I'm going to keep saying last year anytime it's a 2010 and this year for 2011, probably for a good two or three episodes. A cover from 2010 called from an album called Venus, Jupiter, and the Moon, originally by Paul Simon, covered by Anna Maria Blixt. It's a cover of You Can Call Me Al.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle when the rest of my life is so hard? I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. I don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard, Mr. Bone Digger, Bone Digger. Incidents and accidents, there were hands and allegations.
a strange world. Maybe it's the third world. Maybe it's his first time around. Does he speak the language? He holds no currency. He's a foreign man. He is surrounded by the sound, yeah. Cattle in the marketplace. Scatter like an orphanage. He looks around, round the angels in the architecture. Spanning an infinity, he says, amen and hallelujah. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost hand. I can call you Betty Ann, and Betty, you can call me. You can call me Ann. You can call me
Naughty boys in nasty schools. Headmasters breaking all the rules. Having fun and playing fools. Smashing up the woodwork tools. All the teachers in the pub. Passing round the ready rub. Trying not to think of when the lunchtime bell will ring again. Oh, what fun we had. But did it really turn out bad? 'Cause all I learnt at school was how to bend, not break the rule. Had enough today. All the kids have gone away. Where have all the children gone? Gone to fight with next door school. Every term, that's the rule. He sits alone and bends his cane. The same old backsides again. All the small ones tell tall tales. Walking home and squashing snails. A lot of fun we had. At the time, it seemed so bad. Trying different ways to make a difference. Of boys, a lot of smell, a lot of noise. Playing football in the park, kicking push bikes after dark. I know what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? 'Cause all I learned at school was how to bend. No break the rule. And oh, what fun we had.
going out to Citizen Evan over in Israel. That is a cover of Baggy Trousers. Well, technically a recover by Madness, since they did the original version. But if they mix it up, if a band ever redoes one of their songs in a really, really original way, then I'll play it on the show here as a recover. And they did this for a beer commercial very recently and did that song as a waltz. That's Baggy Trousers, available as a single called Le Grand Pantalon, available on iTunes and Amazon.com. Again, going out to Citizen Evan over in Israel. A little bit more local, Kurt Leitner requested that Anna Maria Blixt cover. He discovered Coverville via Stitcher, so thanks, Kurt, for checking out the show. He recommended Anna Maria Blix's You Can Call Me Al, which you heard right there, a cover of the song by Paul Simon. You'll find that on her album Venus, Jupiter, and the Moon from a couple years ago, 2010, a cover right there of Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al. All right, well, Tina is now in the Coverville studios for a little musically challenged. How you doing, Tina?
I am doing fine. How about you?
Good. So, brand new year.
Yes.
And you sound...
I'm glad it's the other one is over.
You are? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to? Anything this year? Like anything in 2012 that...
No, just, you know, hoping to keep my job and...
Oh, God. Okay.
I know. No, I don't know. I like even years.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
That's something I never knew about you.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's weird, but I do.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump into Musically Challenged. Let's go ahead and get that started. I'll let the submitter introduce themselves on this one. Oh, wrong button. Let's try this one.
Oh, Brian.
Musically Challenged, Movie Edition.
Terrific.
My baby like me.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Tina. This movie is from early 2000. Hopefully you've actually seen this movie. It's not terribly obscure. Usual rules apply. I'll be playing four songs. Try to name the song and artist, and then try to figure out what movie all four songs are from. Here we go. Song number one.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, oh, what a night.
All right.
Okay.
Do you know the song?
No, not really.
It's Ladies' Night, old disco classic Ladies' Night, and I think it's by the Commodores, maybe? No, maybe that's not right. But it's Ladies' Night. Shoot, I can't
Four
think
tops?
Of who did that. No, no, no. Like, we're talking 70s. Like,
oh.
Ladies' Night. Oh, yes, it's Ladies' Night, and
oh,
the
yeah.
feeling's right. Yeah, I can't think of it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the next one.
Okay.
Song number two.
Okay.
I want to say Poison, but I don't think it's Poison.
Mm-mm. It's not.
I don't know.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I want to say that's Flying High Again, I think.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the next one. Still don't know what movie featured these songs. So.
No. And it's one movie.
It's one movie
okay.
that featured all these songs, yep.
Song number three.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me.
Okay.
I know the song, but I don't know it. Sorry, I'm brain
That's all right.
dead.
No, no worries. That's Chicago, and does anybody really know what time it is?
Chicago,
is that,
huh?
Yeah, is that the name of the song? Does anybody really know what time it is?
No.
No, it's something like Questions, but I know Questions is a...
Time.
Is a Crosby, Stills, and Nash song. Oh, man.
I don't know. I even had this album.
Yeah. All right, next.
Song number 4.
Well,
is that Ozzy again?
That's definitely Ozzy. Yeah. I don't know if it's Ozzy or Black Sabbath, but that's absolutely Ozzy Osbourne on vocals there. So
I don't know it.
No, I don't know it either. Okay. Wow. Completely stumped, Toyota boy.
Let's I know. But there was a movie. So 2000.
The early 2000 movie. Yeah.
I don't know that I saw it.
I don't know if I did either. All right. Let's see what we got.
Well, did you guess the movie?
No.
Well, just in case you didn't, let me play 3 more songs.
All right, Running with the Devil by Van Halen. Now who's the Lord and who is the devil? You can't decide, so we'll be your guide. Well, all right, so there's definitely a devil slash hell theme going on.
Right. Which kind of makes me think of, what was that movie?
Are you going to say the one with Keanu Reeves and Al Pacino as the devil? And
no.
Oh, okay.
No, the one where they're vampires at night, and it's like the sleepy town, and they go to a bar, and then all of a sudden the movie changes completely.
Oh, no, no, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's From Dusk Till Dawn.
From Dusk Till Dawn,
yeah. Nope.
I don't know.
No, I don't think
so. That was my guess.
That's a good guess.
It is, Brian.
So what was it? The Devil's Advocate was the one with Al Pacino, but I don't think it's that.
No.
Boy, yeah, I'm totally stumped. All right, let's see. Well, I think you'll give us the answers first, and then maybe we'll have one last guess, but I can't think of what else he could tell us that might help us.
No.
Notice how most of the songs have a devil theme to them?
I do, yeah.
All right, if you haven't figured it out by now, you probably haven't seen this movie, but hopefully you did. The movie is Little Nicky with Adam Sandler. Song number...
No, we did not see that.
No.
And from what I hear...
Is it a good thing?
I think it's a good thing, but maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe someone will convince us that it needs to be seen. All right, let's go continue on here.
Number one is... By Cool and the Gang.
Cool and the Gang.
The scene is where John Lovitz is sent to hell after falling out of a tree whilst being a peeping Tom.
Now you're going to see what a big horny bird actually looks like. In hell.
I deserve this! I deserve this! Song number 2 is... By Ozzy Osbourne. The scene is where Nicky captures his first brother and they celebrate with a cake, and his friends ponder about backmasting.
So your father's the devil.
Gee, senor.
You're a talking dog from hell.
Yep.
And you guys are who?
Just a couple of big fans of Nicky and the work his dad does.
Hey, by the way, Nicky, check this out. What's Ozzy trying to say there?
John, absolutely nothing. The blizzard always came straight with his messages.
Song number 3 is Chicago with...
Does anybody really know what time it is?
This is played immediately after the last scene, and the truth is revealed.
But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Chicago.
I love this song.
I command you in the name of Lucifer to spread the blood of the innocent.
Oh my God, Chicago kicks ass.
That was awesome.
Song number 4 is also by Ozzy Osbourne, who makes a cameo appearance to kill Nicky's brother, who's also a bat.
Behold your new Satan.
What?
What's that? What's with the ball?
Ozzy?
Holy shit.
No!
You can do it, Ozzy! Fight his freaking head off!
No!
So obviously Rob Schneider makes an appearance in this one too.
Right.
Yeah. Every Adam Sandler's got to have Rob Schneider.
I know. I think it's built into the contract.
I think so, yeah.
Well, that wraps up another Musically Challenged. Hope you enjoyed it. See ya.
Thanks, Toyota Boy. Oh, some back masking there too. Now he's got me curious. Hold on. Let's see if I can do this.
Enjoyed it. See ya.
All right. How do I do this? Well, maybe it's not worth it. All right.
Okay.
Okay. I'll have to work on that one some other time. But that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Tina, thank you so much for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
And
Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year to you, too. Yeah. And listeners, thank you for joining us for another year of Coverville. Feel free to email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER, or you can visit coverville.com for all your cover song needs. It's a great way to get requests in, like you heard all those requests earlier in the show. So make sure you get those over to me, and you might hear your request on a future episode of Coverville. We're going to be back on Thursday with a cover story edition. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CacheFly, CashFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpan Studios UltraFeed. You can find out more about that UltraFeed by going to frogpants.com. You're going to find podcasts so good, it's how you remind me. No, it is, it's like you're, it's, well, this will be our year. No, that's not good enough. Podcasts so good, you can call me Al.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there!